Despite rising home prices and mortgage rates, it's still cheaper to buy a home than rent one in major cities across the country, according to the real estate website Trulia, which crunched the numbers in 100 metro areas and found that over 7 years, home buyers can save, on average, 38% more than if they'd rented. But there's a caveat. As with all real estate, it's all about location. So in Rust Belt cities like Toledo and Detroit, the math does favor buying. In New York or L.A., it's a closer call. And the rental market in the Metro Denver area is the tightest it's been in more than a decade. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports.
2 years ago, Beatrice Orozco escaped her abusive husband and moved in with her sister in North Denver. Now she's confronted with a new crisis. Their landlord has given them until the end of the month to move out and find a new rental. She quickly discovered there aren't many good options.
No, hay muchas opciones, pero es muy difícil para
She says one of the cheapest places she found could barely fit her, her sister, and their four children. It was a three-bedroom for $1,700 a month. I asked her if that would be more than half the family's income.
Sería más del 90%.
She says it would be more like 90% of her income. Orozco is not alone. A review of census data found that one in four renters in the Denver area are severely rent burdened. That means more than 50% of their income goes towards rent. And like Orozco, many have to move in with family to make ends meet.
Es muy preocupante no tener donde pues.
She says she's worried that even together, she and her sister won't be able to find suitable housing that'll accommodate their four kids. In less than 5 years, rents have jumped 20% in the metro area. The foreclosure crisis kicked many people out of their homes and into the rental market, where they're competing for units with newcomers migrating here from California and the Midwest. Nearly every available apartment or house is filled. Just ask Deonza Bryant.
I'm just looking for a three-bedroom that don't have bed bugs, roaches, and rats.
Bryant is actually one of the lucky ones. After waiting 3 years, she finally received a letter from the housing authority about her application for federal Section 8 housing assistance.
And then I opened it and I read it and it said that I was approved and I was like, yes, thank you.
Bryant, who's unemployed and going to community college, now has her rent covered. Mag Stripmatter runs a low-income support program called the Action Center in Lakewood. She says there's just not much aid out there.
It's small and it's limited. It's very limited. I mean, getting a golden ticket to get into Section 8 is like winning the lottery.
Literally. Stripmatter says housing agencies in the metro area have so many people on the waiting list for rental assistance that they hold lotteries for the coveted spots. She says the overall trends in the metro area don't look good for renters of all incomes. Rents are growing much faster than earnings, and she feels little attention is being paid to the problem.
You are overlooking a crisis that is bubbling from the bottom up.
Stripmatter and economists agree it's not healthy for so many households to spend so much of their income on just housing in a consumer-based economy.
Because it also goes back to how much people have to spend discretionary-wise. It goes to the whole larger picture of the economy.
Unfortunately for renters in Denver, there's no good short-term solution. No big affordable housing projects are being built in the area, and many of the apartments that are being constructed are higher-end, smaller units in and around downtown. Shannon Peer with the Denver Housing Counseling Agency Brothers Redevelopment says clients have been forced into smaller units in less than desirable neighborhoods, but still end up paying the majority of their income in rent.
When that happened in the housing market with homeowners, we saw a lot of foreclosures.
And if the economy takes a turn for the worse and payments are missed in the rental market, he says we could see a lot of evictions. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.